Hey, folks, head coach Brennan Saani is here.
Boo.
Boo?
No, I'm just joking.
48 wins, 101 points. Sounds familiar. That's what you had last year, and you still have two games to go. So congratulations on equaling that. Now move on and do better than what you did last year and get that Scotty Monroe trophy.
Okay.
That's obviously what it's all about. Tell me about this one, though, tonight. It was difficult, as you might have expected. Every game against these guys has been a battle, one-goal hockey game.
There were times in the game where we were really, really good. But I just thought we were inconsistently desperate. That's the exact terms I just used with the players downstairs and Tanny downstairs. I just thought we were inconsistently desperate. There were times where we were a little laissez-faire, casual, for example. And then there were times when we moved on later into the game where we were desperate and, you know, we played Blades hockey. So there was some positives. There was some offensive zone movement that I really loved. There was some things I really loved. And then there's the biggest issue for us that we're going to address is the inconsistency in our desperation.
Is that an ugly thing? Because that was the way it was described to me by somebody who texted me at the end of the first period. Was it an ugly first period or no?
I'm not sure what that means exactly.
Yeah, I just didn't like the way the game was unfolding, I guess. The fact that you were down 1-0, didn't like the way that was unfolding.
Like, I didn't think our breakouts were crisp. I thought they were a little casual. I thought some of our D-zone coverage movements were not ferocious enough. Like, we allowed them to escape the corner. We didn't get numbers there. So, yeah, there were things, but I don't know if that means ugly. I don't know what exactly that means.
Yeah, like I say, that's just somebody texting me at the end of the first period.
Yeah, just the overtime strategy. Start the two defensemen, and then I'm assuming just a possession thing. Just take us through the overtime strategy.
Okay. Well, I guess there's only two games left, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't go to overtime. No, I guess it's a straightforward strategy anyway. I mean, if you're watching and know hockey, most overtimes are ended with breakaways or 2-on-1s. I think it's at a rate of like above 80%. So typically what goals are going in now in overtime are rushes. And so what we want to do is start with the 2D and the forward of the center. And if you win that face-off, now we can get the two forwards out. Now we have that puck, the possession. We can break it out and see what happens offensively. But if we lose it, we want to be able to play those attacks. And we don't want to give up odd mans. And defensemen just practice skating backwards, and one-on-ones way more than forwards do, so they're just better at it. So the strategy is to deny anything defensively on a loss, and then if we get the win, then you get Lizzo out and go for offense. So that's just kind of the strategy.
And then Easton Armstrong tonight just goes to net. Same old story with him. I think of his 33 goals, I'd say 90-95% just in that area, and probably a goal scorer that bodes well at this time of the year for how those go in.
I can share. I know you, Les, loves personal anecdotes.
I do.
Okay, so there, the TV show Friends, in one of the early seasons, it's a Thanksgiving football game, and Rachel can't catch, so all they do every single play is tell her to go long. Just go long, and they never throw her the ball, and then all of a sudden they throw her the ball and she catches it. But it's always just, Rachel, go long. And so that's what we say to Army, but we say, Rachel, go to the net. Rachel, go to the net, like face-off plays or power play or anything like that. And so now the players have picked up on it, the rest of the players, and they say, hey, Rachel, just go to the net. And he does, and what, do you have 33 goals now?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, I would venture a guess that a high percentage are right around the net.
How many of your players have seen the show Friends?
I still think it's a popular show, yeah. So I think they've seen it. I don't remember because it was a while ago, but I actually think I showed the scene. So I think just so they knew what we were talking about, because there are some references they don't know what we're talking about. But anyway.
The Calgary Hitmen are now big Saskatoon Blades fans. They want you to win both games against Prince Albert this weekend in regulation time to give them a sense of hope still to catch 8th place in the Eastern Conference. You don't care about the Calgary Hitmen. You care about wanting to do what you need to do to get ready for the playoffs against the Prince Albert Raiders this weekend.
Yeah, I actually even think smaller than that. Mm. There's a saying, aim small, miss small.
Yes.
And what that means for us is like, aim small, meaning your next shift. Don't think about the Scotty Monroe or the result or anything like that. And if you just focus on your next shift after shift, Well, there isn't going to be these massive momentum swings because you're just aiming small, so you just miss small. If there is a mistake and we move on, it's just the next shift. So, honestly, for us as a staff, we're really just focused right now. We have tomorrow to practice for a little bit, and then we play two games. The main thing that we're going to be looking at is our consistency and the desperation that I alluded to earlier. And I think there's a couple structural things we can clean up, but it's really the thing that was evident tonight, and it was a little evident last week as well. So we're going to address that and see if we can work on that.
Well, you certainly have addressed the ability to win in overtime. That's five straight overtime wins now for you in this format. Your 48th win, 101 points. That much closer. The magic number is 2 points to getting the Scotty Monroe Memorial Trophy. Coach, congratulations on the victory tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Hope you enjoyed it.
Head coach Brennan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades joining us. The live interview segment is brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time.